Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Beverly Williams is our guest. She is an original member of the Brain Trust, maybe the original member of the Brain Trust. She is the president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and that's what we've got on our mind today. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Beverly, we're continuing our series on success tips mm-hmm. for home-based businesses. And, folks, this is a series that Beverly has been helping me conduct, or I've been helping her conduct, I guess I should say. But it's also available on a cassette tape, and we're going to tell you in a little bit how to get that. So get your pencil and paper ready so that you can write that information down. And I'm going to tell you how you can get a cassette tape with Beverly's lilting voice talking to you about these things that we're talking about and 21 success tips for home-based businesses. Beverly, where we are, I think, right now in our schedule is making sure that we clearly define the space for our home-based business. A lot of times mm-hmm. many of us start out with on the kitchen table.
That's right.
Or a roll-top desk in the corner of the den.
Or literally in a closet. I can tell you a story about somebody who did that one.
And you know what? The truth is at the moment of inception, at the moment of birth, that's okay.
Right.
But at some point in time, once mm-hmm. once you realize that you're serious about this, that this thing might actually be what you'd be happy doing, and that it's getting some legs, so to speak, then you need to make some changes, don't you?
You do. It's hard enough running a business when you live and work under the same roof. If you don't have a clearly defined space and some other things that help you separate your personal and your work life, it can be very, very difficult. And some of this certainly depends on the type of business you go into in your home. The majority of home-based business owners are in the professional services end. There are certainly people who produce craft items, who do quilting or sewing, or any number of other things that is more of a product-driven. But the majority of them are service-oriented type of businesses sitting in front of...
Meaning typically not inventory.
That's correct, driven. Not inventory. And, in fact, in most cases, you're not allowed to have an inventory in a home-based business, depending on your local zoning ordinances. So the majority of people who are doing a service-oriented business without any kind of product involved tend to need an office where there's some quiet, dedicated space where they can concentrate and be at work. So although some people will start at the dining room table or, as I said, literally in a closet, it's really important to start looking around and saying, what can I do in my house to clearly define a space that's my office?
Where we can close the door while we're in there and when we leave.
Exactly. I've seen some very creative things go on. Right now, I'm sitting in my home office, which is a sunroom off of the old Victorian house that we're renting. And it literally has glass doors that I can close so that my husband, who's the rest of my household, can sit in the other room. He can watch TV. He can get up and fix his breakfast. He can putz around, do whatever he needs to do.
Wait a minute. He can get up and fix it. You don't fix John's breakfast. I can't believe this, Beverly.
We have an equal opportunity.
She admits that she's not fixing her husband's breakfast. I'm so disappointed. We're going to have a talk about that. But
yes.
Folks, by the way, Beverly is building a beautiful new log home up
right.
in the mountains of Virginia. I mean, of Maryland.
Maryland.
So
right.
they're in a temporary quarters there. But you found a way to carve out some space, didn't you?
Yes. Every house I've been in since I've been a home-based business, which is over 15 years now, I have had a dedicated room. Now, the first one in our previous home started out as my husband's den, and gradually he got moved out, and I moved in.
Poor Johnny. Just keeps getting the hindmost here.
I have a very supportive husband.
He's
which
such a
is
nice
very
guy.
Important. He had his own home-based business, as you know, and had his office upstairs in a bedroom, a spare bedroom. And the reason we worked out that agreement is that the den was right off of the front foyer of the house. And my first business was desktop publishing, and I knew I was going to have some clients possibly coming to the home office. And it was very important to have a place where people could come in and not be interrupted by the family and the family not be interrupted by the clients. and having an office right off at the front door where there was also a little bathroom, powder room there in the hallway, made it so that I could keep that as a professional area. And that helped my professional image, which is one of the things that home-based businesses really struggle with.
It was also good for the marriage that you guys have a whole floor between you two during the
day, right? That's true. That's true. My husband and I are not the types that can work in the same office at the same time. And for other people, it works out fine. I know some graphic artists that a husband and wife work together, and they have a basement that they finished off and set up their desks in there, and they work together all the time. But here again, it's in an area of the house where they have young children. They had someone that they paid to come in and take care of their children when they needed to be downstairs mm-hmm. working. And so there was a separation there of the home and the office, but still made them accessible. If there was an emergency or a question or a need, Mom and Dad were still right there. So you need to look at your family situation. You need to look at your physical structure, and then you need to look at the way you work and the type of business you're doing. If at all possible, have a door that you can close, literally close. That will help so much in keeping you focused on work when you need to be focused there, and to be able to get away from the office. That's one of the other downsides of being a home-based business, is that the work is always there. I was thinking about my daughter last night. I was having a conversation with her, and she has a sick daughter who wasn't going to be able to go to school today. Her husband was not going to be able to stay home with her. She was going back to work at 9 o'clock last night to do some things that had to be done so she could stay home with their daughter today. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, boy, it's too bad that she can't work from home.
She can't telework, right?
Yeah, telework or have her own business where she mm-hmm. could be at home and be able to still work, do the things that she needed to do, and take care of a sick child. It's certainly an advantage to be able to do those things. The 30-second commute is wonderful, and when you have to go out at 9 o'clock at night in a major city, it's not always safe.
Mm-hmm.
So being home-based is wonderful, but you still have to make sure that you've got that space that you can be focused on work when you need to be focused on the work. The second thing that people look at is equipping their office with furniture and the equipment that they need. And here again, it's important to have some separation. One of the biggest problems people constantly are asking me about their computer. Well, I have one computer, and my kids use it for homework, and my husband does our finances on it, and I work on it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well,
it is if it has to be.
If it has to be.
But if it doesn't have to be, it doesn't need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need it. You got to don't commingle those areas if you don't absolutely have to. And the thing about it is with the price of computers these days, it's getting much, much easier for just about everybody to afford a separate box for their business.
Exactly.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, right back with our good friend, Beverly Williams. Back, 23 after. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And we're talking about success tips for your home-based business. And one of the primary things we're talking about right now is making sure that you figure out a way to define the space that you're in, to try to have things as dedicated to your venture as is possible, and to make sure that you can be successful. Because I remember when I was home base, Beverly, and I was fortunate enough to have a room downstairs in the basement that I was able to literally a 12 by 14 mm-hmm. or so room that I literally dedicated to my business, and that I furnished like a business office.
Right.
And so that when I walked into that room and closed the door behind me, I might as well have, I could have been in a high rise downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me to get into the mode of business when I was there.
Right.
Because the things that were hanging on the wall were business related, and I had chairs in there, just like if I'd have in a business that,
mm-hmm.
and it was really conducive, and I got a lot of work done.
Right. And I bet you had a separate telephone line.
Oh, absolutely.
There
yeah.
are so many
absolutely.
People, unfortunately, who are not doing that. And in this day, it's really sad if people don't, because some people say, well, my house is so old, the wiring won't let me have a second line.
That's baloney.
But you have no excuse anymore, even if
that's
that
right.
were true. You can get a cell phone so inexpensively
yep.
these days, and that's what a lot of people are using as their business phone because it goes with them anywhere.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, I mean, I eventually when I got where I could afford it, I actually put in a second line
mm-hmm.
and had it roll over. I paid the, mm-hmm. the telephone company to roll the first line over so that my people didn't get a busy signal or I didn't get a call waiting when I was talking to somebody.
Right. The other thing is a line for your computer, a mm-hmm. separate telephone line that you can be online, whether you get just a standard program or whether you're connected through a cable of some sort that you can be sort of online all the time.
You know, that's the cool thing about DSL, Beverly,
mm-hmm.
is you get two lines.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy DSL, you get the internet connection, but then you also get a second phone line that you can have your business number on.
Right.
And that's all part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's to me, that's one of the advantages of DSL over cable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get that extra phone line.
And there are so many different options for people that it becomes overwhelming, but it's important to look at all those and compare apples to apples if you can. If you're not skilled in what all this terminology is, hire somebody for their expert advice. There's lots of people there who specialize in the technology that can help you get set up with that. The least expensive way, the most expandable way, which is really important. That's one of the things we're looking at right now with the wiring on our new house. You know, how can we make it as convenient for us as we possibly can and yet keep wiring it for the future as well?
Mm-hmm.
Because the technology is constantly changing.
You know, another mm-hmm. thing that we have to do, Beverly, in with this regard in terms of the space that we have in our business, we have to remind our family members who are not part of the business, especially children,
mm-hmm.
what the protocol is. I mean, my children, I benefited greatly when I was at home, working at home with my children. They were little, and I got to see them a lot. I got to, you know, there were a lot of times when I got to help with them, which I wouldn't have been able to do
mm-hmm.
otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But I also trained them, literally, that there were times when they had a protocol that they had to
right.
go through to come into my office. They couldn't just blurt into the office, just burst
mm-hmm.
in and run. And for a while, my son was pretty small, and that took a little doing. But,
right.
but you have to make sure that they realize that there are times when they can't just come in and interrupt you.
Right. They can't sit down at your computer and fool with things. They can't
right.
pick up your phone when it rings. That the office really is your sacred place. And they can be taught at a fairly early age to understand that although you may not like this, it may sound like I'm telling you no a lot, the advantage to you is that I am here. And if you really need me, I can stop work for a few minutes and be with you. That's really important for young children particularly to understand because they can come to resent mom or dad being at home working if they're not getting their
And they don't understand why they can see you, but they can't get to you.
Exactly, exactly. And here again, the advantage of a separate office is that can be sort of the dividing line.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't have a separate room, there's so many other things that you can do from putting a screen up to using bookcases and file cabinets and other things to sort of section off an area of the room. Disadvantage is you don't have any kind of a noise barrier there,
right.
And that can be a problem, but you know, you do the best you can, and as you said, your goal is to have a separate room if at all possible.
Well, two things along those lines, Beverly. One is that the technology that's available today allows you to be a home-based business owner, but to have no real concessions, to have no
mm-hmm.
real concessions to doing business with big companies as if you were downtown.
That's right.
That's one thing. But the other thing is I think the culture is more forgiving of things like a child in the background. I know that sometimes I'm on the phone with people, and my grandson will come by the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's just like a little hurricane that comes through. And I just say, well, my grandson has landed. And the people mm-hmm. on the other line laugh. You know, they
right.
realize that you know, more and more today, kids are part of the environment, aren't they?
They are very much so. And it comes back to family values, which is another advantage to home-based business.
No question about it. Well said, Beverly. AAHBB.org is the website. Check it out when you get a chance. Beverly, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks, Bev.
Thank you.
See you next time.
All right.
Quick break. Right back. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.